Our friends at the Odyssey Bookshop in South Hadley, Massachusetts are hosting a book launch for Ellen Mirapol's new novel this coming Tuesday in South Hadley, Massachusetts. The novel is called On Hurricane Island, told over the 5 days approaching the anniversary of 9/11 by varying voices on both extremes of the political divide. The novel is really a political thriller, very fast-paced, as well as a literary examination of the socio-political storm facing our society, with questions such as how far should our government go in the name of protecting our national security? What happens when governmental powers of surveillance and extra-legal interrogation are expanded? How free are we? Ellen Mirapol is the author of the previous novel, House Arrest, a former pediatric nurse practitioner and part-time bookseller. She holds an MFA in creative writing from the Stone Coast program at the University of Southern Maine. We love when she comes in and tells us book picks, and we love her just as much, maybe even a little bit more, when she comes in and brings great novels that she's written to share with us as well. Ellen, thank you very much for being with us. What a pleasure.
I'm so glad to be back, Joe. Thanks for inviting me.
Love having you here. This is, I promise I'll get to the book, but it, does it help being a bookseller in writing, of having that background, of knowing, of just being around the literature and the place and the books and the people?
I don't know how much it helps, but I love it. I love both parts of it. And I love being able to see books and reading from both perspectives. So as a bookseller, I'm very part-time, but I still get to see a lot of wonderful new, for me primarily fiction, long before it comes out, and appreciate it and help those books get to readers. As an author, it's wonderful to know booksellers and to get their help and their input in getting my work out there.
So tell us a little bit about On Hurricane Island. This is about a math professor who's kidnapped by federal agents and taken to a civilian detention center for interrogation. And, and by the way, there's a really bad storm coming.
Yes, and by the way.
Yeah. So what brought you to that idea?
I was in an airport. I was at JFK in 2008, and I was fuming about the liquids in plastic bags, take off my shoes, regulations. And as I stepped into the scanner, I just had this thought, what would happen if TSA decided for some reason that I was dangerous? And they took me down a corridor and treated me as a terrorist. And at that moment, this novel was born. A character came into my head. I knew what she looked like. I knew her outrageous name, mm-hmm. Professor Gandalf Cohen. And I knew how she spoke. I watched in my imagination as she was taken by a TSA guard down a corridor, and she didn't come back. And I think I wrote the book to find out what happened to her.
So in writing the book, because the it really is very fast-paced.
Mm-hmm.
It goes very quickly, and a lot happens. And I'm curious as to how you synthesize all of that and think about it to get us to a point where it can be that kind of rat-a-tat-tat that it comes out being. Because it's so well told.
Thank you. I think that happened in revision. You know, in the first draft, I never outline, and I don't know where I'm going. So the first draft, I'm just trying to find out what's happening. I'm following this character. I'm as frightened as she is about what's happening to her. And I'm trying to crawl into the brains of the people who are doing this to her as well. And I think that by having multiple characters, multiple narrators who have very different perspectives, and trying to allow them to clash on the pages of the novel, that's part of what brings the fast pacing to it.
So I the question obviously comes from why this is of such interest to you, and I assume it comes somewhat out of your husband and out of the relationship. Your husband Robert Maripol was the youngest son of Ethel and Julius Rosenberg. Does that play? I mean, I have to say that I didn't really think about it until I was reading it, and then I did think about it, of saying, mm-hmm. Well, that had to have been somewhat of a natural thing to want to explore.
I think the way that came into it is that I do have an innate distrust of the government because of Rob's experiences as a child. But in this case, it may come more from another family member. My younger daughter is a staff attorney at the Center for Constitutional Rights in New York. And through her, I've learned a lot of things I wish I didn't know. I wish I didn't have to know about extra-legal shenanigans. So I guess that is what makes me interested in these issues. But as a citizen who reads the newspaper and watches the news, I'm also concerned about these issues. So yes, I do have a family connection with it, but I think these are issues that should interest all of us.
I like that you use the word distrust because, I mean, there is such a thing as a healthy distrust, isn't there?
I hope so.
Right.
Yeah.
And because sometimes, and we've certainly seen this in our very recent history, where then that's labeled as, well, un-American and so forth. And we were moving away from that a little bit. And I worry that we're not moving enough away from that now.
Not fast enough.
Right. So do you come to conclusions for yourself when you write a novel like this?
I come to my own conclusions, but I try to make a novel more of an exploration. I would like to think that by inhabiting two federal agents as narrators in this novel, that I'm also trying to understand what motivates them, what motivates people who may end up going too far in enhanced interrogation. But I think this is a partisan novel. I think it does.
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
You know, it does lead the reader to certain conclusions.
Yes, I would agree with that. I love the and I apologize if this word is taken not the way I meant it, but the device of the storm.
Mm-hmm.
Is really interesting because it is the ticking time bomb. It is the clock that says, okay, you have to make a decision. You have to pick a side and hurry up or the storm's going to slam into us.
Yes. And it is a device. I agree with you.
Yeah. So, I mean, it came, I think it worked really well because it's a very real thing that we can imagine of, okay, mm-hmm. we have to make our minds up here.
A storm is coming.
Right. The literal storm is coming.
Yes.
Was that early in the process that was developed?
I think it was there pretty much from the beginning. Partly it's because it's a stormy part of the world, and it is Hurricane Island after all. But partly it was also because my husband is a weather freak. He loves the weather.
Yeah.
And so I tend to think about the weather even when I'm asking him that enough already, you know, stop telling me about the weather. But I think it does work in this situation, as you say, to increase what's at stake for the characters.
That whole idea of how free are we? I mean, that's a big question.
It is a big question. And, you know, I was reading in the newspaper yesterday, maybe, about this Chicago detention center, some black site in Chicago. And so you have to look at those things and wonder, where are we? And what is really going on? You know, if somebody can be picked up and put in a detention center for questioning, not booked, but just disappear. Mm. What does that mean about our personal freedom?
And brutally interrogated. I mean, that's one of the hard parts of the book. I mean, it's a brutal interrogation.
That was very hard to write.
What kind of research do you do for that? How much of it is imaginary? How much of it is realized?
I start with the imagination, and I wrote the first draft of this knowing nothing about torture more than anybody who reads the newspaper or watches television knows. After finishing the first draft, I went to read. I read The Dark Side by Jane Mayer, I think is the author. Really well-researched book, and that led me to some online military manuals, which were also very frightening. So I did do some research into actual techniques of interrogation, but I start with the imagination.
You also explore, which I just think is a fascinating question in the book, which is that the she had to have done something wrong or they wouldn't be in this situation. And we just saw this. And I was just finishing up the novel as the case was unfolding in Brooklyn, where the three men were arrested in Brooklyn on ISIS charges and of being connected to ISIS. And now we obviously don't know how this is going to turn out. But that whole idea of but to me, when I'm reading that, it's like, oh, all right. Well, if I mean, they got this far, there must be something there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that, and I don't want to feel that way, but it's sometimes it's kind of hard to. It's like, well, how do we not get ourselves thinking that way if a person is in that position?
Yeah, innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
And so often that's not the assumption either of citizens or the people who should be paying more attention to it.
And not that I would ever think that they shouldn't obviously have a trial and to have all the legal representation. It's just that it's that sort of innate built-in, I don't even know if trust is the word, but an assumption that, well, there's got to be something going on if it got that far.
If there's smoke, there's fire.
Right. And then the realization in a lot of cases, well, no, that's not really true.
I know. Well, those are exactly the kind of issues that I hope a reader will think about in reading the book.
Well, certainly, as I said, I just finished it up as a lot of things were coming across my radar, and I realized that I was reading them in a whole new way as a result of having consumed the novel. It is On Hurricane Island, and Ellen Mirapole is the author. It is a terrific book. It is going to be officially launched on Tuesday in South Hadley, Massachusetts, at the Odyssey Bookshop. You can get it everywhere, but the launch day is Tuesday, and the event is at the Odyssey Bookshop in South Hadley, Massachusetts, and you'll be there, and it's a wonderful, obviously, it's a beautiful bookshop and a great place to go for a party.
It is. It will be a party.
You can find out more information by going to odysseybks.com, odysseybks.com for more information. Again, we post all of our segments online at wamc.org. The novel, which is published by Red Hen Press, is On Hurricane Island. Ellen Mirapole, a great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thanks so much, Joe.
A delight. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.